I'm talking to Danny Curtin, and I'm talking to his wife, Mary, here in Naas. And I'm talking to you about your memories of Clondalkin paper mills. So, Mary, can I start with you first? Originally, your father was from Kerry.
Yes.
Delan, isn't it?
That's right. He was a guard in Cork City. And as children, we loved Ballyhike, and we'd go on holidays there, and we still go there. My brother still lives there, and it's a beautiful area. And a lot of Delans were Gardas in the Garda Síochána. In those days, in the 20s, they went off and were happy and lucky to get jobs in the Gardaí. So he was happy in Cork City, where I came from, and then I travelled when I was in my 20s. I worked in London for 3 years. I went to Switzerland for 2 years. And when I was about 30, then I thought maybe I'd come home and saw an advertisement in the paper for Clondalkin paper mills, went for the interview and was thrilled when I got it. I loved Clondalkin. I loved the village and I liked the people. And it was so quaint then, with the little stone cottages, the round tower and the family atmosphere. Because I had travelled a bit and you'd be incognito in London or whatever, so this was like home from home. And we'd good times, great crack, and Dr. Cusick was a dream to work for. He was such a gentleman, old style gentleman, and very polite and all that, so I really liked him as a person as well. And then we used to go to the local pub then for, you know, Christmas and this and that. And then I met my husband, also a Cork man. And he told me, I said, why aren't you married? Because he was, we were a little bit on. And he said, well, he said, oh, if she had a Cork accent, I'd marry her. But I never met her until now. That was it.
So after your travels, can you recall the first time that you did the interview to get the job in the paper mills?
Yes. In fact, the interview was in Cork City, because he had a depot there, the paper mills, and was in the Imperial Hotel. And we met and he asked me, would I like a cup of tea? And I really thought he was such a gentleman. And it was just a chat then, and I didn't think any more about it. And a couple of days later, he said, if you're still interested, come to Clondalkin and we'll have another chat and I'll show you around. And that was it. He gave me the job there and then.
And what exactly now was that job?
Well, it was his secretary. You know, in those days, people had private secretaries or whatever. So his secretary, and it would be important for the secretary to like her boss. I mean, you couldn't work for a man that you didn't like. So that was the first thing that you liked, and he must have liked me too. And we got on well together for 20 years. I would never have left, like, until it closed down. And that's what happened. I have very happy memories of
Clondalkin. So from the first day you went in there,
yes,
you were actually his private secretary.
Right, yes.
And from the beginning, you say you got on very well. Mm. Could you describe his demeanour and the type of character he was, the kind of man he was?
Well, he was very polite, and he was the old-style gentleman. He was very polite to ladies. You know, if a lady came into the room, he'd stand up and he'd hold her the chair for her, and he'd help her with her tea or her coat or whatever. But certainly, I think it was more or less his manner, and he was gentle and kind. That's how I found him, and easy to work for.
He didn't lose his temper quickly then, did he?
Well, not with me, no.
In general, with the workforce.
He was maybe hard on some people and a hard taskmaster where paper making was concerned, because he was clever and knowledgeable and he'd know if the thing wasn't right. But with regard to ladies, he was old style gentleman.
Yes. And so you must tell me, if you were working with him for 20 years, it must have been in the late 60s then, was it?
That's right, the late 60s and 70s.
That's the time. And the factory was doing very well in those days.
That's right, yes.
And what do you recall about the people coming in and into his office?
Yes.
You would have met them first,
yes,
before,
yes,
he did.
You mean members, yes. Well, he would have assistants. Dr. Peter Sherry was assistant general manager. And he was a clever man. He was a chemist, and he was in charge of the laboratory, and that would be his area. And then he had another man who was a director, Paul McKee. He was, again, a clever man. And they all were, in those days, you know, clever and work-oriented and all that. So they all worked well with him.
Right. And so they were the three main people that made decisions together.
That's right, yes, yes.
And the kind of meetings, where they would they go on for a long time, or were they?
Well, yes, they would. I'm sure they would go on for a long time, but they all seemed to know what they were doing, so he left them to their own devices to get on with it.
You met Danny from Cork. Danny, what part of Cork are you from?
I'm from Cullen near Mill Street in County Cork, North Cork. Yeah.
And sorry, Mary, I never asked you, what part of the Cork are you from?
Oh, yeah, Cork City. It's Glasheen Road near UCC.
I see. Mm. So a city girl versus
A country pumpkin, yes.
Yes. And what brought you to Clondalkin?
Well, like Mary, I travelled for a couple of years when I finished my secondary school. And I came home, I think it was about 1959. And in 1960, I had no job, and I was invited by the nuns in Clondalkin to come up and do some painting in the monastery, in the convent on Monastery Road. Mm-hmm. And of course, then I discovered that Clondalkin paper mills was in the same parish, if you like. And I applied for a job in the paper mills, and I got the job as a clerk in the dispatch and transport office.
Was it in the soon after you came up?
It was, I'd say...
What year was it?
It was 1960. I was in the convent in the Monastery Road for a couple of months painting and decorating. And while I was there, then I got the job in Clondalkin paper mills.
And what did you go in doing?
Well, I think the first job I had was writing out, handwritten, of course, dispatch dockets for the transport people. The trucks would be loaded up with the paper, going to all over Ireland, and it was my job to write out the dispatch dockets and invoices, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And after about a year or so doing that, then I got promotion up to be a supervisor. A dispatch supervisor on the factory floor.
Right, and what did that entail? What area were you supervisor in?
I was supervisor of the dispatch department. This is where both the reels of paper, well, I actually didn't do the reels of paper, I did where the pallets of sheet paper. Mm. They were all assembled, and it was my job then to make sure to order in the transport in time. I would have an order sheet from the sales office as to where the goods should go, and I would arrange that the trucks were loaded properly, that the consignments were sent to their proper destination, of course, the customers.
Yeah.
We had customers all over the country, and we also had customers abroad, especially in the UK. And I remained in that job then for about 2 or 3 years until I was appointed transport manager.
Yes.
And, well, that gave me an overall job then of transport, dispatch, and partly the finishing department as well.
So you were a busy man there?
I was a very busy man, yes, and the paper mill's work was operating 7 days a week for the most part, which meant you went in to work on a Saturday and often you went in to work on a Sunday. But because you were on the staff, you didn't get any overtime payment.